Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. When's the last time you felt emotionally flooded? Oh, but wait, we need to know what that is. That is whenever you're in an experience that causes an overwhelming, intense surge of emotions, and it leads to the inability to think, hear, or communicate clearly. And this reaction, because reactions are based on past pain, responses are based on future impact, this reaction can be over something small. I'll tell you the last time I was emotionally flooded, two instances. One was 2 days ago. Walked into my kitchen and there was a wasp in there. It's crawling around on the counter. So spiders and anything that looked like spiders overwhelms me. And then there was some paperwork that I needed to renew the plates in my car. This was 3 days ago, and I could not find where I put it. And both of these, although it seems small in the grand scheme of life, not to our nervous systems, if we've been through experiences where we went through what's known as learned helplessness. And there are four P's. The first one is personal, which means we don't have the ability to get through it. And it's pervasive. Oh my gosh, we begin to go through in a nanosecond all the other experiences that were similar, that we didn't have the ability to get to the other side. And so it's permanent, it's pervasive, it's in all areas of our life. But this is where it gets interesting. The symbolism in our powerful mind, because it doesn't use language, it uses symbols. It has us as being very small, tiny, and whatever we're up against is looming like the boogie monster over us. And we can go there how quick? 1,000th of 1 second. So it doesn't really have anything to do with the situation that we're in. It's how we use our coping mechanisms to get to the other side, to get over the situation. We move from reactionary to response able. Well, how do you do that? Good question. There is something known as authoritative post-hypnotics. These are tools that I give my clients that they are going to use to take authority over a situation. When you lose something, you go find it. But what if you're in the dark? You turn on a light. You turn on your brilliance. Yeah. See, that when you're emotionally flooded, that's what is happening. It's like everybody turned off the lights on you and you're fumbling around in the dark trying to find your way back to the light as well as what it is that you're looking for. The ability to get the wasp out of the kitchen, the ability to find the paperwork, and if you can't find the paperwork, being able to connect with someone who can get it, a copy of it for you, or being able to connect with the support on the resources that are going to get you through the traumatic situation that you've just gone through, or to be able to find a way to overcome those experiences in your past that keep trying to grab you and pull you back into the darkness.
It doesn't matter. See, the subconscious doesn't gauge these as small or large. Everything is the same size. It just says, how do you want to be able to deal with this? Is it going to be based on reactions of what you've experienced in the past, or is it going to be based on your responses that hold future impact? We've got to get you out of the darkness that you've just gone into. And this is where authoritative post-hypnotics come in. So post-hypnotic is simply a tool that you're going to use after the hypnosis session is over with to be able to engage your brilliance later on when you need it, whenever you're in a challenging situation. Now, post-hypnotics, you can utilize these whenever you're working with a facilitator like myself, a certified hypnotist, or self-hypnosis. I'm going to talk to you in just a moment how you can do that. But an authoritative post-hypnotic says you find yourself in a situation, and this is going to be a tool that you consciously use to take your power back. How about a light switch? How many situations have you been in where you've walked into a room and you flipped on a light switch and now the room's illuminated? Mm-hmm. Well, didn't I just say that when you're emotionally overwhelmed, it's like somebody turned off the lights on you? What if just simply you could think about turning on your brilliance, the best parts of you, to be able to find a solution on how to move over the obstacle that's just been put in your path. And so that can be just as simple as thinking about turning on a light switch. And then your brain understands that whenever a light switch is turned on, that the experience that you're in is now illuminated. But then we do compounding, which is when we're like, okay, now think back to the past. Whenever you've turned on the best parts of you and how that moved you forward. See, you're not going to get the solution to your challenges by focusing on the problem. You need to be focusing on the best parts of you and how those move you forward into progress. That's what you need to bring to the problem. So with the wasp, it was like, okay, I have encountered life and death situations in my past. I actually have. And I was able to summon the strength to be able to get through those. In a nanosecond, that's what ran through my brain, which allowed me to grab a glass, put it over the wasp, slide a sheet of paper underneath that glass, open up my slider with my knee, and set the wasp free. Yeah. And then as far as the paperwork, I'm like, oh, okay, wait. I've been in situations like this before, so I'm just going to turn on my brilliance and allow the answer to be illuminated. And within about 90 minutes, I got an answer. Oh, yeah. This is who I reached out to last time to get a copy of this paperwork. Because maybe I didn't save it. Maybe I accidentally threw it away. But I know how to connect with others to get the support that I need. It can be as simple as that. When the brain has been given the tools that it needs to turn on the brightest aspects to you. Now, there's something known as permissive post-hypnotics. And this is where you're going to use things in your environment that naturally occur that are going to continue to bolster your brilliance. I've assigned ringtones to the significant people in my life, such as, follow the yellow brick road, and that's going to lead you exactly to where you need to be. That's for my sister. And then the Addams Family, where it just brings a smile to your face when you're thinking how kooky they are. And that's my mom. And then my sister-in-law, Cindy, who's my visionary, she loves Bocelli and his incredible singing voice. So that's her. It lifts me to higher levels. So every time they reach out to me, whether it's voicemail, call, or text, that's what compounds my engagement with them. It happens automatically, normally, and naturally, because anytime you move into an emotional state, you are suggestible. And that's all hypnosis is. It means to be hyper-suggestible. So as I'm moving into that emotional state, whether it's being uplifted in a beautiful voice, or it's going to be laughing, or it's going to be silly, that's what inspires my engagement with them. Now, what naturally occurs in your environment that you could, every time you see it, be compounding that experience? Today it's raining, and I used the emotional states of rain where it's peaceful and it's soft. Some people say, oh my gosh, it can be sad and depressing when it's raining. Well, I like that it gets quiet. Everything in nature allows itself to be nurtured. And the fact that I don't have to water my flowers is a bonus. So these are permissive post-hypnotics that every time it rains, it reminds me, oh, what do I need to receive as far as nurturing? Allowing myself to be open to what's in my environment that wants to support me in my next level of success. And so every time it rains, that is a reminder to my subconscious to receive what's going to allow us to achieve. Okay, so if you would like access to the self-hypnosis course that I have available right now, it is Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis, you can do one of two things. You can reach out to me and see if we should be working together, because then you receive it as a bonus to our time together, because I want you to be empowered to make these upgrades on your own. Or you can go to my website, dawnlandrum.com, and sign up for the course there. Either way, I want you to be empowered that whenever those challenges show up in life, no longer are they going to turn off the lights. Instead, you are going to turn on your brilliance. Becoming a healingpreneur, could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space. And that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com, click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So Healingpreneur, is that your calling?